శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 34 గ్రేట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ఉది కంటిన్యూడ్ నంబర్ 1 డాక్టర్స్ నెఫ్యూ నంబర్ 2 డాక్టర్ ఫిలి నంబర్ 3 శ్యామాస్ సిస్టర్ ఇన్ లా నంబర్ 4 ఇరానీ గర్ల్ నంబర్ 5 హరదా జెంటిల్మ్యాన్ నంబర్ 6 ముంబై లేడీ. This chapter continues the subject Greatness of Udi and describes cases in which the application of Udi was most efficacious. Om Shri Sai. Doctor's Nephew. In Malegaon, that is district Nasik, there lived a doctor, a qualified degree holder. His nephew suffered from an incurable disease, tubercular bone abscess. The doctor, along with his relatives and medical practitioners, tried all sorts of remedies and even a surgery. There was no relief and no end to the little boy's suffering. Friends and relatives advised the parents of the boy to seek divine aid and recommended them to go to Sai Baba, who was known to have cured such incurable cases by his mere glance. The parents therefore came to Shirdi. They prostrated themselves before Baba, placed the boy before him and pleaded humbly and implored him to save their son. The merciful Baba comforted them, saying, "Those who resort to this masjid shall never suffer anything in this life to the end of time. Now do not worry. Apply Udi on the abscess, and within a week he will recover. Believe in God. This is no masjid, but Dwarka Mai. He who steps here will soon get health and happiness, and his sufferings will come to an end." The boy was made to sit before Baba, who moved his hands on the affected part and cast his loving glances on him. The patient was pleased, and with the application of the Udi he began to recover, and was all right after some days. The parents then left Shirdi with their son, thanking Baba for the cure, which was effected by Udi and Baba's gracious looks. After knowing this, the doctor, the uncle of the boy, became wonderstruck and desired to see Baba while he was on his way to Mumbai for some business. At Malegaon and Manmad, somebody spoke to him against Baba and poisoned his ears. Therefore, he dropped the idea of visiting Shirdi and went to Mumbai direct. He wanted to spend the rest of his leave at Alibag, but at Mumbai, he heard 3 successive nights a voice, "Still, you disbelieve me?" Then the doctor changed his mind and resolved to go to Shirdi. He had to attend to a case of infectious fever in Mumbai, which showed no signs of quick abatement. So he thought that his Shirdi trip would be postponed. He, however, proposed a test in his mind and said that if the patient gets all right by today, I will start for Shirdi tomorrow. The wonder is that exactly from the time when the determination was done, the fever began to abate and the temperature became normal. Then he went to Shirdi. As per his determination, took Baba's darshan and prostrated himself before him. Baba gave him such experiences that he became his devotee. He stayed there for 4 days and returned home with Baba's Udi and blessings. Within a fortnight, he was transferred on promotion to Bijapur. His nephew's case gave him an opportunity for seeing Baba, and this visit garnered in him a never-failing love for the saint's feet. Om Shri Sai. Dr. Fili. One Dr. Fili was an intimate devotee of Baba. He was much liked by Baba, who always called him Bahu, that is brother, Bhau, that is brother. Baba talked to him often and consulted him in all matter and wanted him always at his side. This Fili suffered once very badly from guinea worms. He said to Kaka Sahib Dikshit, "The pain is most unbearable. I preferred death to it. This pain, I know, is for repaying past karma. But go to Baba and tell him to cease the pain and transfer the balance of my past karma to 10 future birth of mine. Mr. Dikshit went to Baba and told him his request. Then Baba, being moved by his request, said to Dikshit, tell him to be fearless. Why should he suffer for 10 births? In 10 days, he can work out the sufferings and consequences of his past karma. While I am here to give him temporal and spiritual welfare, why should he pray for death? Bring him here on somebody's back and let us work and finish his sufferings once for all. The doctor was brought in that condition and was seated on Baba's right side. Baba gave him his bolster and said, lie down calmly here and be at ease. The true remedy is that the result of past actions has to be suffered and got over. Our karma is the cause of our happiness and sorrow. Therefore, put up with whatever comes to you. Allah, God, is the sole dispenser and protector. Think of him always. He will take care of you. Surrender to him with body, mind and speech, and then see what he does. Dr. Phillips said that Nana Sahib had put a band-aid over the leg, but he had no relief. Nana is a fool, replied Baba. Take off that band-aid or else you will die. Now, a crow will come and peck at you and then you will recover. While this conversation was going on, Abdul, who has always cleaned the masjid and trimmed the lamps, turned up. While he was attending to his work, his foot accidentally fell upon the stretched leg of Dr. Philly. The leg was already swollen, and when Abdul's foot fell upon it and pressed it, all the 7 guinea worms were squeezed out at once. The pain was unbearable, and Dr. Philly cried out loudly. After some time, he calmed down and began to sing and cry alternatively. Then Philly inquired when the crow was coming and pecking. Baba said, did you not see the crow? He won't come again. Abdul was the crow. Now go and rest in the wada, and you will be soon all right. By the application of Udi and by taking it orally with water, without taking any other treatment of medicine, the disease was completely cured in 10 days, as assured by Baba. Om Shri Sai. Shama's sister-in-law. Shama's younger brother, Bapaji, was staying near the Swati well. Once his wife was attacked with bubonic plague. She had high fever and 2 buboos in her groins. Bapaji rushed to Shama at Shirdi and asked him to come and help. Shama was frightened, but according to his aunt, that is custom, he went to Baba, prostrated himself before him to invoke his aid, and by requesting him to cure the case, he also asked his permission to go to his brother's house. Then Baba said, don't go there at this late hour. Send her the udi. Why care for the fever and buboos? God is our father. She will be all right easily. Do not go now. Go there in the morning and return immediately. Shama had full faith in Baba's udi. It was sent with Bapaji. It was applied on the buboos and some of it was mixed with water given to the patient for drinking. No sooner was it taken in, perspiration set in profusely. The fever abated and the patient had a sound sleep. Next morning, Bapaji was surprised to see his wife all right, with no fever and no buboos. When Shama went there next morning, with Baba's permission, he was so surprised to see her in the kitchen preparing tea. On questioning his brother, he learned that Baba's udi cured her completely in one night. Then Shama realized the significance of Baba's words, go there in the morning and return immediately. After taking tea, Shama returned and after saluting Baba said, Deva, what is this play of yours? You first raise a storm and make us restless and then calm it down and confront us. Baba replied, you see, mysterious is the path of action. Though I do nothing, they hold me responsible for the actions which take place on account of prarabdha, that is destiny. I am only their witness. The Lord is the sole doer and inspirer. He is most merciful. Neither I am God nor master. I am his obedient servant and remember him constantly. He who casts aside his egoism and thanks him, and he who trusts him entirely, will have his shackles removed and will obtain liberation. Om Shri Sai. Irani's daughter. Now read the experience of Irani gentleman. His young daughter got fits every hour. When the convulsions came, she lost her power of speech. Her limbs contracted and she fell down senseless. No remedy gave her any relief. Some friend recommended Baba's Udi to her father and asked him to get it from Kaka Saheb Dikshit at Villeparle, that is suburb of Mumbai. Then the Irani gentleman got the Udi and gave it, mixed with water, to his daughter daily for drinking. In the beginning, the convulsions, which were coming hourly, came every 7 hours. And after a few days, the daughter recovered completely. Om Shri Sai. Harda gentleman. An old gentleman of Harda was suffering from a stone in his kidney. Such stones are generally removed by surgical operations and people recommended him to undergo one. He was old and weak, lacked strength of mind and could not think of submitting himself to surgical treatment. His suffering was soon to end in another way. The Inamdar, that is city officer of the town, happened to come there at that time. He was a devotee of Baba and had always a stock of Udi with him. On the recommendation of friends, his son got some Udi from him and after mixing it with water, gave it to his old father to drink. Within 5 minutes, the Udi was assimilated. The stone was dissolved and came out through his urine and old man was soon relieved. Om Shri Sai. Mumbai lady, a woman of Kayastha Prabhu caste in Mumbai, always suffered terrible pain at her delivery. She was very much frightened. Each time she became pregnant and did not know what to do. Shri Ramamaruti of Kalyan, who was a devotee of Baba, advised her husband to take her to Shirdi. When she next became pregnant, both husband and wife came to Shirdi, stayed there for some months and worshipped Baba. After some time, the hour of delivery came and as usual, there was obstruction in the passage from the womb. She began to suffer labor pains, did not know what to do, but began to pray to Baba for relief. In the meantime, some neighboring woman turned up and after invoking Baba's aid, gave her Udi mixture to drink. In 5 minutes, the woman delivered safely and painlessly. The issue was still born according to its fate, but the mother, who got rid of anxiety and pain, thanked Baba for the safe delivery and ever remained grateful to him. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.